Hello and welcome to the Ryersonian podcast for the week of November 25th. I'm Erin Sally. Alexandra's feeling a little under the weather today, so I'll be flying solo. Today, I'll be bringing you Ryerson's freshest news and the top stories of the week from across Canadian university campuses. In this week's episode, Ryerson gets a visit from Liberal leader Justin Trudeau, Rob Ford flies off the handle, and BlackBerry releases a new luxury phone with a luxury price tag. It's finally starting to catch up with him. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford was stripped of some of his powers after a major vote at an emergency council meeting last Monday. His budget and staff were also slashed as a result. The five-hour meeting got a little heated at times, with both Rob and his brother, Councillor Doug Ford, getting into it with members of the public.
How do you know Anthony Smith, you lying scumbag?
Mayor Ford stirred up more chaos when he charged across the room, knocking over Councillor Pam McConnell. He claims he was running to the aid of his brother, who was arguing with members of the gallery. But it didn't stop there. Mayor Ford also compared Council's action to Iraq's invasion of Kuwait and mimicked drinking and driving behind Councillor Paul Ainslie, who was pulled over at a ride stop and had his license revoked for 3 days. At the end of it all, majority of councillors voted to strip Mayor Ford of most of his powers, essentially reducing him to little more than a ceremonial ribbon cutter. Ford is no longer the chair of the executive committee, and most of his mayoral duties have now been passed to Deputy Mayor Norm Kelly for the remainder of his term. But Rob Ford isn't the only political figurehead making news in Toronto. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau stopped by Ryerson's Pittman Hall cafeteria on Monday as part of an event organized by the Ryerson Young Liberals group. Trudeau came to support his party's candidate for the Toronto Centre by-election, Chrystia Freeland. And voters will be headed to the polling stations today. On Monday, the federal Liberal leader answered students' questions and happily posed for pictures, also making a point to speak with media outlets, such as Sun News. He stressed the importance of getting young people engaged in politics by helping them realize that politics can be a worthy way for them to get involved and to change the world. Trudeau said it's obvious that students are concerned with education and getting a job, but that they are also interested in entrepreneurship and climate change. And another famous face was seen at Ryerson this past week. Canadian tennis star Milos Raonic came to support his children's charity event at the MAC Tuesday night, looking quite positive despite not making the ATP's top 10 list this year. But the 11th-ranked player set his sights even higher than that.
Well, my goal is to one day become the best player in the world. With Grand Slams and all these other goals that come along with it, definitely are big goals.
His recent success, representing Canada in the Davis Cup play, has raised the 22-year-old Thornhill native's superstar status. He is the new face of tennis in Canada, and if he can continue with his international success, the sport will also be elevated to new heights in this country. And it looks like we've got a makeover on our hands. Ryerson students and Torontonians have been asked to revamp Victoria Street Lane, the alleyway between Bond and Victoria Streets. Designs will be submitted to bring the area between the Image Arts Building and the Chang School back to life. Four architecture students from Freedom by Design at Ryerson are working with Projectcity, an online platform for crowdfunding for Victoria Street. Usually the FBD designs and implements their own aspects, but this time they want to take it a step further and get the community involved. While the laneway is inaccessible for students right now, the goal is to integrate it into the rest of the campus and, most importantly, make it safer for students. According to Assault Reports, this alleyway is one of the most congested places for crime in Toronto. Participants can submit their ideas to Projectcity for the month-long competition, starting November 23rd, and anyone can vote for their favorite design. And to all the aspiring lawyers in Toronto, look no further. Ryerson will be offering a new first-of-its-kind law practice program in September. The school has the opportunity to offer students a web-based curriculum for a 3-year pilot period. The 8-month program will include a 4-month work placement in legal practices, such as legal clinics, in-house counseling, and family law. These fields are not normally available to articling students. The program will be based on a virtual law firm environment that was developed by the Chang School. It will allow students to role-play in simulated legal practice scenarios. You may have noticed something fishy going on at Yonge Dundas Square last Wednesday. 13 Ryerson students, dressed as sardines, gathered outside the Dundas subway station to promote improving public transportation in Toronto. This same day, the TTC approved a 5-cent fare increase as of January 1st of 2014. This increase will bring the cost of a single adult token from $2.65 to $2.70. This is the TTC's effort to cover the cost in the 2014 operating budget of about $1.5 billion. But why the fish suits? The protesters explain that it's easy to feel like a sardine when cramped on the TTC during rush hour. I can certainly relate. Some students are learning the hard way that a single tweet could get you fired. In fact, many young adults are ruining their reputation and blowing potential employment opportunities because they aren't able to maintain a professional online identity. Our reporter Sarah Warren spoke with Hamza Khan, Ryerson's digital community facilitator, about what employers are looking at when they search potential employees online.
The reflex for me is I first look at your name, and then I'll see what's publicly available in the first page of Google results. For me, that indicates if you are taking an active role in developing your digital identity, which you are. You've actually taken the time to invest in telling your own story rather than letting somebody else tell it for you.
He promotes the idea of building an online identity to your advantage, creating a personal brand. Khan also went over the 5 major media don'ts. Number 1, don't lie. It seems simple enough, but you wouldn't believe how many students make up credentials or references on their resumes. Number 2, don't be negative online. Yes, that means if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Number 3, don't leave everything public. They have privacy settings for a reason. Number 4, don't let others construct your story. Tell it yourself, with a blog and updating your accounts frequently. And finally, number 5, don't let your accounts die. Be as active as you can be online. This may seem like a boring way to use your Twitter or Instagram accounts, but hey, it's better than learning the hard way. And BlackBerry released its latest smartphone last week at a whopping $2,350 a pop. This comes at a time when BlackBerry is watching their stocks plummet and has been forced to make big staffing cuts. But it doesn't seem to worry them too much. The phone is the upgraded version of the BlackBerry Z10, made with stainless steel and leather backing. The Porsche design phone was released at Harrods in London on Thursday, but it won't be available in Canada until January 2014. You'd better hope you're on Santa's nice list. And that's it for our last Ryersonian wrap-up. I'm Erin Sally. Be sure to check out the website at www.ryersonian.ca for more top stories. Have a great week.